The musical is a format for kind of accelerating your ecstasy. You know, it's one thing to tell a good joke. It's quite another to extend the humor into a melody and into a dance. And, of course, if you can do that well, then you have really exerted a tremendous... brought a tremendous idea to life, but also you have a huge amount of control over your audience.
Welcome to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Live Arts in downtown Charlottesville presents Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music, beginning December 7th. Director John Owen tries to explain our nearly universal attraction to the stage musical.
You know, I might never sing a song because I was happy in real life, but when I see a character do it convincingly, it's an organic procession out of his ecstasy and what I understand about the character. That's a wonderful thing. It really does stretch the boundaries and makes it what I think of as theatrical. The other thing that I really love about the musical, though, is that you have to trust people. You have to trust their musicality. You have to trust that they can hear that pitch and find it and understand the harmony. And when they dance, you know, everyone is trusting everyone else on the stage. This collaborative kind of courage it's exceptional. It's just exceptional. It's why so many romances rise out of the theater, and the backstage romance is so famous, because someone finds something that they can completely trust in that moment of real nerve-wracking kind of fear. And it's pretty wonderful.
Like many, if not most, directors, John Owen began his career as a performer. He says that over time, shaping what's on stage has proven more exciting than being on stage. And like many, if not most, stage artists in the Charlottesville vicinity, Owen says he's found a home for himself at Live Arts. A Little Night Music falls in the middle of the community theater's 17th season.
The attraction to Live Arts is that we have the highest standards I have ever seen. And of course, it is sort of, it's not my baby, but it's our baby. I was here from the get-go. I had the discussions with Fran and Michael Parent and Will Kerner, Mark Schuyler. We were all there trying to figure out how this would work. Then when John Gibson came along, we were immediately smitten. We were so compensatory in our skills, and we both loved to work on this very kind of project. So we've been friends ever since the day I met him.
A Little Night Music runs over 3 weekends in December. This musical, you may know, is Stephen Sondheim's tribute to the Ingmar Bergman film Smiles of a Summer Night. Owen says that even though there's no snow in this play, at its heart is a festive mood very much in keeping with this time of year.
This is a story of a man who has tried to correct his wife with a young... tried to correct his life because he's a widow. He tried to correct his life by marrying a very young woman, almost as young as his son, and yet is unsatisfied and goes to... he manipulates the situation so that he can see his old sweetheart, who is an actress. And the story of the way that their families interact and the ways these two families, Frederick Eggerman, the man, who's the male principal character, and Desiree Armfeldt, who is the female principal, that these are the two that the story are hung on, perhaps not involving them as much as many other characters, but their interaction promotes all the rest of the action of the show, and it's kind of a carousel of mishaps and well, of course, it's very much like Midsummer Night's Dream in its layers of humor and coincidence and comedy. It has a very festive kind of arch to it. It's very sophisticated music. It's the kind of musical performance that is that you kind of think of, oh, that might be Christmas music or holiday music. Celebration that way, but I do also think that it's kind of an elegant, kind of a black tie kind of thing. It's got a real kind of just elegance to it inherently, so I think it fits nicely into the Christmas season without being a specifically Christmas-oriented story. No, I think it would be a wonderful thing to bring your family to, or you know, enjoy with your friends on an evening out, and still, you know, go to a Christmas party, or somehow I do feel like it feathers into the holiday really well.
A Little Night Music may not have a cast of thousands, but there's a lot going on. There are nearly 20 singers on stage, an orchestra, a set that moves and does tricks, and Edwardian costumes for all, with multiple changes. John Owen says he's not sweating it. In fact, he says his work will be done on the night of the first dress rehearsal, which is fast approaching.
I hope none of my cast members hear this, but I'm going to stop solving problems our first dress rehearsal, because it has to belong to the actors. And so, in as much as I want to help solve any problems that might arise in those really stressful tech rehearsals, there's lots of questions to answer. But you can't trust them soon enough. You can't set it free soon enough. It's something. It's like a thing that grows. You know, you just have to give it everything you can think to give it, and then you just have to pull away. And my real demarcation there is our first performance. Absolutely no more. Absolutely no more direction after our first performance. Actually, after the first performance, I'll be sitting back and very, very proud of what my players have made of their show, because it won't be mine any longer. I really want to encourage lots of people to see this. There's so many people in this cast who are really so capable. I just don't want anybody to miss it. And I do think it's going to be a lovely evening.
Once again, Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music opens at Live Arts on December 7th and runs through December 22nd. You can see the schedule and even buy tickets at livearts.org. We thank director John Owen for his time, and we thank you for listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.